forward. So you have these younger people who are going to college who have these risk factors in a much greater amount than their parents and grandparents. So, of course, their cancer risk is going to be much higher, assuming these risk factors are valid. He said that he is older than about 60% of his patients, and he is 42. It's the colorectal cancer guy. It's hard to blame it on obesity alone. That's right. We suspect there's also something else going on. Well, it's right before you, right before your eyes. Increased sitting, increased alcohol intake. Dr. Zell, an associate professor of cancer at the University of California, did a study in 2014 that found increasing rates of colorectal cancer among adults aged 20 to 39 in California. So the biggest challenge is how to shape health policy. Duh. So you have the government-certified institutions, and in many cases, government institutions itself, many colleges or state colleges or government colleges, creating this hazard, and now they want a health policy to fix it. By now, we know the rates are going up. It's been reported several times. The question is, what do we do? LACE analysis is the largest and most detailed to date, looking at large cancer registries, reporting on nearly 500,000 cases dating back in 1974 to assess rates by five-year age groups and birth cohorts. It found that in adults aged 20 to 39, colon cancer rates have increased by 1% to 2.4% a year since the mid-80s, while rates declined overall among those 55 and older. So rates among adults 40 to 54 increased by 0.5% to 1.3% a year since the mid-90s. So if you're under 54, cancer has gone is going up, and if you're 55 and older, cancer is going down. Why? These older people, you know, they're getting out there, they're walking, they're joining these exercise clubs, they're not sitting on their duff. And unfortunately, the younger kids who are chained in school don't have that option. You know, teachers said, okay, everyone take your seats. How many times have you heard that? Basically, what the teacher is saying is, sit down on your bum and let's work on our rectal cancers. So by 2012-13, only 30% of all rectal cancers were being diagnosed in people under age 55, compared with 15% of all rectal cancers being found in this age group in 1990. So, literally double. Many patients are so young at the time of diagnosis, they have not been screened by colonoscopy, which is recommended beginning at age 50 for people who are average risk. So now, this is always what happens. Oh, well, let's do more screening. Sure, let's screen people at an earlier age. No, you know what the risk factors are. It's alcohol intake. It's constipation. It's sitting. Easy, simple beans, and not eating enough fruits and vegetables. You know, if they told the kids in college this, the kids would look out for themselves. They would manage their risk factors very nicely, like maybe they'd skip class. So Tara Anderson, a 40-year-old mother of four, had chronic constipation for years before seeking help at a freestanding emergency room clinic. So in other words, had she addressed her constipation, she would probably not have gotten the cancer. And she finally went to the clinic in 2015 because she was in so much pain. There, a scan detected a tumor in her colon the size of a tennis ball, she said. But if she had had the same scan many years earlier, there would not have been anything there. So, in other words, had she simply treated her constipation, it would have solved the problem. So gastroenterologists who examined her earlier merely told her to increase her intake of dietary fiber to ease her constipation, she said. Fortunately, she said her disease had not spread. For Chris Roberts, who was 29 when he found out he had colon cancer, the first symptoms were weight loss and loss of appetite. He said, I lost 20 pounds. I wasn't really trying to lose weight, but I just didn't enjoy eating. And he's now 30 years old, just moved to New York City and did not have a regular doctor, but was fortunate enough to find a doctor who was determined to make a diagnosis quickly and ordered several blood tests and an ultrasound scan that found tumors that had already spread to his liver. He's been treated with chemotherapy and had surgery in January to remove parts of his colon and liver. Because I definitely want to get the word out. If you have symptoms that may be linked to cancer, colorectal cancer, any kind, get it checked out, he said. And so, of course, what these people are not being told is what their risk factors are kind of up front. And so if parents were aware of these risk factors, they would not subject their children to this mandatory incarceration up until the age of 22. And so what is a person to do? What is a person to do? Well, I think it's pretty straightforward. Drop out of school as soon as you can. Become a part of the Hispanic paradox. It just doesn't make sense to get your colon cut out and a bag plastered on the side of your body that you poop into when you're in your 20s. This doesn't make sense. The other thing that young people could be told is alcohol is not cool. So you're sitting for all these hours during a day, creating artificial constipation. Then you're pouring in alcohol, cancer-causing a substance, into your intestines. And then you're not eating fruits and vegetables. Instead, you're eating bread and cheese, call it pizza. What do you expect? And again, students aren't told this. They don't have this information. So what do parents do? You could pack your kids' lunch for school, but more to the point, you could just not send them. You just homeschool. Go ahead and homeschool. A healthy kid who's going to live at least to be 50, 60 years old, I mean, that's a good thing. It's you have to ask yourself, what's it worth to you? What's more important? So definitely homeschool. Now, the other thing about homeschool is, without fail, when you homeschool your kids, you can teach your kid more in 1 hour of sitting than the school can teach in 6 months. So people who homeschool, their kids spend a lot less time sitting. Literally, the kid might sit for 2 hours a day. That's a big difference from the 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. school day that many kids are subjected to. Even here in Panama, the students only have a three-hour school day. Yeah. And they have two shifts of school. So the kids will have the morning shift or they'll have the afternoon shift. And it's a three-hour school day. That is it. This practice of making young individuals sit in a seat for 5 to 8 hours every day, and even worse, to continue that practice through college, and then compound it in college by pouring alcohol, bread, and cheese on the cancer flame, you're kind of asking for problems. The reason for this increase in colon cancer is obvious. The increase in heart disease, arthritis is obvious. The kids are sitting so long, holding in all these chemicals and poisons, and they're being compromised. They're being killed by their education. Now, if you look at most college graduates, their parents will tell you that their college graduate is not making enough money to pay off those loans. And so you have to then question even the value of the education. But even if the education really did produce a higher income in terms of jobs, what good is it when the kid has heart disease, diabetes, arthritis, or colon cancer? It makes no sense. You have to at least call it a Pyrrhic victory or a Faustian bargain. Yeah, you can look that up, Faustian bargain, F-A-U-S-T-I-A-N. That means you make a bargain to get something, but what you give to get it is so much that you're irreparably, harmed by it. It's like a deal with the devil. So homeschool is number one. But let's just say you have to send this kid to school, or you feel you have to send this kid to school because you don't have to send him. Limit the education, especially exempt your child from home economics, which teaches them how to use processed cancer-causing foods, and exempt your child from health class, which teaches him that he is helpless and irrelevant to his own health, and that he has to get vaccinated, get checkups, and get surgery. And none of these things help with cancer, because kids who are in school, especially college, they are examined up the yin yang. You know, kids get a physical in first grade, fourth grade, seventh grade, and 11th grade. So they get four physicals in public school. They get more physicals now than ever they have before. There's also the pre-college physical with vaccinations. And so with all this increased medical intervention that no other generation of kids has had, by the way, these kids are the absolute sickest. So home economics, write a note saying my kid may not go to home ec class. And by another note, my kid may not go to health class. At least do that. Because these two classes create unhealthy, devastating, damaging habits. And then, of course, pack your lunch. And if the school will not allow the kid to pack his lunch, then you've got to either homeschool or find a school that will. You may not be any expert dietitian, but apparently your ability to feed your kids is much better than what the school is going to do. Because generations of people fed by their parents are having far better health than this generation, which is being fed by the school system. So go for it. All right, that brings us to questions. And we have Pat on the line. Hi, Pat.
Hi. This is good what you're talking about here. I started sitting here seeing a conspiracy. You know, give them games and so they won't think about anything. No, mm-hmm. Now we have all these big stadiums, you know, where people are sitting and they pump alcohol, just mega bars paid for by taxpayers with kids present while you're drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever think of that?
Now, all these colleges have sport teams, which are a big deal. And so you have the kids who are on the sports teams, and then you have all the rest of the kids who are supposed to go attend and watch these games and show their school spirit. I went to Harvard, and I do believe I might have gone to one game during my 4 years there. I couldn't figure it out. I went to the game. I said, you know, it's cold. This is not comfortable. I don't have any money to buy refreshments, and I don't have enough money to bring refreshments. This makes no sense. And so I just didn't figure it out. I don't even know who won that game. I didn't understand what was going on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's easy to think that things are a conspiracy. And maybe they are, but the solution is so simple that it doesn't really matter if it's a conspiracy.
Well, I know, but see, you're expected. I mean, you're expected to get all involved in all these sports, you know, and spectator sports. Now, it's different if you're playing them. That's different, you know, but why do you want to watch somebody else get exercise? Come on.
Exactly.
That and TV and them, you know, enticing you with all the crud that comes over there. I don't have TV and right. couldn't take it. And like you said, what they feed the kids and then they say, well, they won't eat anything good for them. Well, I don't know. I used to trick my kids, you know,
They haven't even tried. I mean, I was at the prison, and when I told these kids how much this processed food was damaging their health, they stopped eating it. I didn't even have to look over them, or we didn't have to trick them. They started asking for water. When they had good behavior, they got points, and they could use their points to buy soda pop and juice. And once they understood, or just not even understood, they were just told how these foods were causing their immediate problem, which is why they were in prison, they actually used their points to buy water. They refused to eat that stuff.
We had, back then, we tried to be careful that we didn't feed them dyes, you know. But give them, say, well, I think I'm too sluggish today. I need a red soda. Well, you know, it's the same as coffee or anything else. You're hyping yourself up falsely when you should be having good food, and it'll only last so many years, and your body just quits, you know?
Right. I think the big problem, though, is these kids are not even given the chance or even the opportunity to eat decent food, that this is actually being foisted on them.
Well, there's always, you know, a way to fix it when they like it. And I think, personally. And we didn't know back then so much about, I knew to use honey, I didn't use sugar, but I shouldn't have been using flour, you know, wheat flour. Now they have flour that's low carbohydrate for diabetics, which, you know, I think a lot of the medicines they put people on is causing the diabetes, but
right.
Of course it's sugar, corn syrup. Oh dear, what are we ever going to get rid of? Monsanto corn syrup. Everything.
Again, I think the big key is just for people to voluntarily just turn the other way. I have personally been very encouraged by people taking such incredible initiative on their own. And again, when you can take ignorant teenagers who've committed heinous crimes and point out to them that their judgment is being affected by this ridiculous diet they're eating, and to have them just overnight eat differently and behave differently, that's extremely encouraging. And that really, in my mind, points to the problem not as being with the children, but with the children's lack of information.
Well, they might try to act like, you know, homeschool is really incarceration. But if it is, guess what? They have a good teacher.
Yes. That's
so
right.
Maybe incarceration
right.
is what people do need sometimes. It's school is not the one. Because, you know, with Agenda 21 and all the stuff they poking down there, it's nothing but a New World Order scheme that the Russians knew about. They said, give us a child by the time he's, what, 3, and we've got him for life, you know?
Yeah, so, that's what they say.
That's what it's all about. And I didn't homeschool mine, and I kind of regret it, you know? I didn't, but... I did try to teach them how to eat, and I think they've come back to what they were taught. You know, train up a child the way it should go, and it's only will return. Well, they're not old yet, but they see the light.
Yes, yes. I think that really parents underestimate their influence on their kids. If you just feed your kids what you believe to be a healthy diet, I think that's really an outstanding thing to do, and that will get excellent results. And as however ignorant you think you may be about nutrition, what the school is giving your kids is far worse, and we can see it by the influence. This generation that has been fed totally by school and by scientific process and vaccines has the highest cancer, heart disease, and diabetic and arthritis rates. So obviously it's not working, and obviously parents were doing a far superior job. Okay, we have Daryl and Barbara in Alabama. Hi, Daryl and Barbara.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
How you doing? Yeah,
hi, good question.
Yeah, I guess we're going to make a comment first. We were recently watching a documentary with Michael Moore. I think it was called Who Do We Invade Next? And
yes.
They were basically really talking about how the other countries like France had great food plans compared to the United States, you know, with all our processed food. So, yeah, we were really checking that out. Now, we wanted to know, is this like an open forum where we could ask you a question? Like,
well, usually we try and stick to the radio topic.
Okay, so, well, I guess that was it on a regular topic. We wanted to eventually ask you if you mess with asthma or not, but...
I do help people with asthma, and for that you can go to the website and sign up for a discovery session.
Okay, we tried to do that today, and it was a discounted price when we ordered, but when we clicked on to it, it didn't seem to go through, so we might end up calling
you back.
Oh,
send an email to Shally at vitalitycapsules.com, and she'll help you with that. So S-H-A-L-E-E. VitalityCapsules.com.
Okay. Okay, get
right,
the first
okay.
name. All right, thanks. Thank you, dear.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Okay, so I'd like to remind people to please visit vitalitycapsules.com. That's vitalitycapsules.com, and definitely get your free report, The Candida Cleaner, which tells you all about the miraculous healing properties of turpentine. Okay, so people have all kinds of incredible questions here, so let's start somewhere. My oldest grandson is very good at basketball. He was a top five, he was an all-star player at his school. And he had A's and B's when he was playing basketball. But when he quit basketball, his grades went from A's and B's to D's and F's. He changed schools, he's not playing basketball, and he has all A's. Dr. Jans, what would you make of this? Well, you know, it might be that as long as he was playing basketball, they gave him all A's and B's. And when he stopped playing, they just simply assigned different grades to the same work. That seems to be what it would suggest if changing schools, his grades went back up. However, with what they're teaching in school, the grades are pretty much irrelevant anyway. So I would just relax. Dr. Daniels, you mentioned on a prior show that school cripples kids and parents should take them out. Absolutely. Can you elaborate on this? Yes. When you are in school as a child, first of all, you're told to ask permission for simple things like going to the bathroom. This is very bad because a lot of times what will happen is either the kid will not go because he doesn't want to bother with asking permission, or even worse, the teacher will deny him permission. And this alone makes the kids toxic. We learned today the diet makes them sick and makes them die early. But even worse, the whole process of teaching where you don't read a page until you're told to, it teaches a child not to have any initiative. And then, even worse, when a child does something, an assignment, let's say he writes an essay, he is trained that he's not qualified to judge the quality of his work, that he has to always externally go and ask someone else, in this case a teacher, is my work okay? Did I do all right? Whereas if you homeschool, you can give your child assignments like hammering a nail into a board. He can tell if he got it right or not. Or hammering together two pieces of wood. He can tell if he got it right or not. And so the child then, when raised in an environment where he's asked to do things that are important, things that make a difference, he develops the habit of judging his work and of increasing the quality of his work over time. Whereas in school, the child is trained to have an external judge. And if the external judge says everything is okay, then, well, everything's okay. But if your kid doing your laundry, he's going to check and see if the laundry is clean. Like, oh, I didn't get that clean. Let me get that spot out. So the whole process of training at school is it cripples your child. It teaches him not to use his own judgment. It teaches him not to incrementally improve his performance unless an external judge tells him that that's necessary. So this is very damaging for a human being. Okay, let's go back. Scroll down here. Okay. Dr. Daniels, the pharmacies these days are giving a $10 credit card for every 12 prescriptions filled and literally making drug ingestion into a game. Yes, they are. However, if a person is pretty swift and they have a $10 deductible or copay with each prescription, that might, you know, stem the tide. But I can see what they're doing. They're trying to develop loyalty so people will get all their prescriptions filled in one place, say, at that pharmacy. Right. And this obscures the bigger issue, which is, are the drugs safe? Are they effective? Which, of course, well, they're not. Dr. Daniels, I love my nitrate-free bacon. I know you recommended bacon. Could you remind me what it was for? Yes. Bacon is a source of something called structural fat. And that is fat that is solid at room temperature. And this is the fat that you need under your skin to give body to your face and to support and pad your organs internally. And so having this structural fat keeps you from getting wrinkly, folded, pleated skin. It also helps repair joints.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and you are listening to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, we are answering questions. Let's see. Dr. Daniels, do students become the property of the university they attend? That is a good question. The answer is yes and no. So, for example, when I attended Harvard University way back when, there was a student manual they handed out. It was pretty darn thick, hundreds of pages. And finally what they said, one important clause in there, was that conduct unbecoming a Harvard student was grounds for dismissal. So literally this kid's got this thing hanging over his head that he can be kicked out of college at any time and, of course, lose what he might perceive to be his total investment. And you know, they can put whatever they want in the book in terms of how should a student behave, what should a student wear, should the student get vaccinated, should the student do this, should the student do that. And so really, in great measure, the student is absolutely not a free agent. And so by going to school, by paying the tuition, the student becomes subject to the nanny state of the university and the very strict rules of the university. Or I should say strict, restrictive. Okay. All right, now I can answer. I homeschool my youngest grandson, and he is 10 and fifth grade age. I cook him good home-cooked meals, and we also plant a garden. Exactly. These are things that absolutely are not possible when a child goes to school. When I homeschooled my kids, we planted a garden. The kids were all excited about it. And, of course, their favorite part was harvesting, but they still got to see the garden and see that food came from where? The backyard, the ground. And so they were never trapped into the lie that food comes from someone handing you a tray ready fixed, or that food comes from a bottle or a can. They knew exactly where it came from. And that's something that is very much obscured by the educational process. Dr. Daniels, it seems that there's benefit of keeping everybody uneducated or miseducated. By the time people realize their education, that the education they received is useless, then their options of survival are greatly reduced because they lack any survival skills. Most people will just end the suffering themselves. What do you think? Well, this is interesting. I mean, it's not quite a medical question, but one thing I have noted is that people are trained to play a game. What's the game? The game is you get an education, you get a job, you earn money, you take that money, you buy poison food with it, you take the money, you buy insurance with it, and the insurance, it's another game to see if maybe the insurance will or won't pay the doctor care that you need because you bought the food with the money from the store instead of growing it yourself. And so what it comes down to then is if people stop playing all these games and say, wait, if I want food, I'll just plant some food and eat it. And people will just go directly to engaging in activity that would produce the desired outcome, then they would be much, much better off. But the problem is the children are trained to play this game. For example, my daughter went to school and got a bachelor's degree, and then, of course, she didn't feel comfortable supporting herself, which, of course, who would be? So she got a master's degree, and then she left school, and she made up a resume and looked for work. And, of course, what they paid her wasn't quite enough money to handle the student loans, the rent, food, and transportation to and from work, and clothes for work, and so on. So that's a pretty big game that's really stacked against you. Because obviously, if you just grow your own food, you don't have to pay for clothes for work, transportation to and from work. You don't have to do the whole resume thing. And then nature provides the sunshine and rain at no cost. So clearly, growing your own food is a major win-win. And I can tell you, once I figured out how to grow stuff in my backyard, I was able to grow enough food to feed my whole family, at least for the summer months. That would be June, July, August, September, and October, with the harvest in Syracuse happening in October-ish, November, end of October, early November. So, and that cuts out the middleman. And nothing there is taxable, right? Because you're not, your efforts, no money is changing hands, and so there's not any taxable money involved. And once you get really good at this, you can give your plants away to your neighbors give you their plants, and you don't even have the big seed investment and stuff. Okay, got that. Dacadams, isn't an educated citizenry a vital requisite for our survival as a free people? Well, then you have to ask yourself, an education in what? There you go, education in what? So in order to have a free citizenry, the citizenry must at least be educated in how to feed itself. how to provide its own shelter, how to rear its own children. So these things must, minimum things, must be passed down from generation to generation. But if you have a citizenry that's removed and separated from its food supply and is totally dependent upon commercial government regulated activity for its food, then an education is of absolutely no use. And so you have to ask yourself what type of education, and the education must be an education in self-sufficiency at least. And then a secondary piece would be an education in letters, in other words, being able to read and understand contracts. But if you have a citizenry that is not able to provide food for itself, then those people are not free, and they will never be free. Okay, let's see what we got. So the chat room is healingwithdrdaniels.tutango.com, and we have Dan in Texas. Hi, Dan.
How are you, Doc?
Pretty good, pretty good.
I just had a comment on your subject tonight and then a question.
Mm-hmm.
At another level, one thing really scary is in our court systems, at least here in Texas, and I'm sure it's nationwide, if a couple's getting a divorce and there are school-age kids,
mm-hmm.
and one of the divorcing parties does not, well, they favor homeschooling their kids and not getting them vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
They're in big trouble in Texas courts.
I mean, if there's disagreement between the parents.
Do what, ma'am?
You said if there's disagreement between the parents.
Yeah, if one parent is all about sending their kids to school and getting them vaccinated, and the other parent says, no, I don't like sending my kid to school, I'm going to homeschool them, and I'm not going to get them vaccines, that one of the parents has no chance in hell of getting custody of their child.
Right.
Because the judges push the vaccines and the importance of school indoctrination.
Well, the judge is an agent of the government. The judge is an agent of the government.
Sure.
Yeah.
So that's just at another level. That's a...
Well, again, you know, a child cannot rise above... the child's best bet in life, unfortunately, is his parents. And, you know, it's unfortunate that the system seeks to, you know, divide the parents. I've had that in my medical practice where you have a couple, they're homeschooling, they're not vaccinating, and then they get a divorce. And the lawyer, literally the divorce lawyer for the parent, in this case it was the husband, advised that, well, if you say that you're going to vaccinate and you do these things, the judge will give you custody. And that's what the father did. So the government creates the situation, and the legal advisors to the parents capitalize on that situation, much, unfortunately, to the detriment of the child.
Yep. And then the question I had for you is, if you get in a fight and you get yourself a real good black eye,
mm-hmm.
That kind of swells your eye and closes it, what can you do to relieve the swelling and the bruising?
Well, really just ice. In that case, your best bet is ice. Lots of
the,
it.
The hot and cold compress?
No, I wouldn't even do the hot part, just the ice. I would ice it, maybe ice it 20 minutes on and then a few minutes off, then ice it and ice it some more. So really, ice is your best bet.
All righty.
Okay.
Thank you,
Dan. All right, you're welcome. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Dan. Okay, I've got all these questions here in the chat room. Let's see if I can find it. Dr. Dan, schools here get awards for having the most students eating breakfast. Absolutely. And they have checked out these school breakfast programs, and they do not improve the kids' performance. I remember my kids were just getting back to school or getting to school. We've been homeschooling for about 13 years. And I said, well, Mom, we want to go to the breakfast program. I said, okay, I'll get you to school early so you can go to the breakfast program. Oh, my God, the food was so atrocious. The kids said, Mom, that's okay. We don't need to go to the breakfast program. So they didn't go. But, yeah, this is a problem. And many parents believe that government knows best, that they have all these experts. And these experts have really created a lot of problems. So Dr. Dennis, is giving access to sweet, destructive food in schools, then banning it, providing avenue for the authorities to show the need for control of students who are making bad choices? Possibly, what it really shows is this the need for increased regulation of every single thing a human being does. So the school the government creates the problem by making this food available in the schools. And then they decide, oh, we need regulation on the child to get the child to not eat the food. Now, when I was going to school, because I went to school in an inner city school, and the food we got was absolutely atrocious. It had to be day-old food. It was just terrible. And it was delivered to the school in styrofoam containers. And so once you walked into the dining room, there was a narrow line. All you could do was walk through the line, pick up your styrofoam container, and hand them your money. And so I would go through the line, pick up my styrofoam container, hand them my money, take two more steps, and drop the whole container unopened into the trash. And they was like, oh, my God, how can you do that? I said, well, I'm not going to eat it. And they said, well, you just paid for it. I thought, yeah, well, if you want to give me my money back, you can do that, but I'm not eating it. And so we were taught, my father, that if someone's got your money, that's bad enough. Don't let them get your health or your life as well. So your money and your health are two separate things. Someone may take your money, but you don't have to give them your health. And so I think, again, students need to understand, just a creative answer, a creative way of handling these things. Dr. Daniels, ketchup is just high fructose corn syrup flavored with tomato. And you know what? Yes, it is. So I decided that, geez, you know, ketchup is really unhealthy, and I'm going to handle this by making my own homemade ketchup. And so I went online and looked for ketchup recipes. And golly geez, if that wasn't the case, it's just a lot of sugar, a little bit of tomatoes, and a smidgen of vinegar, and you've got ketchup. So, so it was really... It is true. Even healthy ketchup. Maybe they use evaporated cane juice, which is light brown sugar granules, basically, instead of white sugar. But it's just sugar and tomatoes. Dr. Daniels, my grandson is interested in what's in his food, and he wants to study sugar after I told him that sugar on a label could mean a lot of different things. Yes. And that's good. And it's great that he has that curiosity. Dr. Daniels, I try to tell the grandchildren if it has a label, it's not food. That's pretty much the case. Pretty much the case. And people will ask me, oh, Dr. Daniels, what brand should I buy? What brand this or brand that? I said, well, you know, if food has a brand on it, then it's definitely, it's most likely not healthy. There are some exceptions, but not very many. Dr. Daniels, children are confronted with bad food, improper clothing, and filthy music, and there appears to be no thought on clean or healthy alternatives put in the forefront. What do you think of this? I think it's true. And there must be some plan for this, because I recall that when I was a teenager, starting at age 13, somehow I was just surrounded with porn, pornographic music, pornographic clothing, everything. I said, well, where did all this stuff come from? And you just wonder how they, whoever they are, get access, this kind of access to children. I don't know. I think it must be somehow, directly or indirectly, through schools. Because when I homeschooled my kids, they really didn't get any access to this until after they ended up in school. Hey, Dr. Daniels, corporations hook the kids on extra sweetened milk with neotame, which is not listed on the label, and other toxins, and corn syrup sweetened treats during meals, and then set up committees regarding obesity as a cover. And then these corporations pay millions of dollars, joining with dietitians to try to make school lunches healthier. Exactly. And so it's a process where it appears like there's two sides here, you know, like oh, there's a school and the school.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Give such delight. We all leave before morning light.
Hi, Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, so let's see. Okay, lots of All right, so let's see what we have tons of questions here, and we've got about 3 minutes. All Okay, so people are talking about the different states. And Dr. Staniels, many states are not permitting people to have chickens in their backyard. What do you think about this? I think that this definitely is against food independence. However, I live here in Panama, and I used to live in a neighborhood where they did have chickens, and the chickens clucked and the roosters crowed all night long. It was really an issue. So I think that it's reasonable to have areas where you do and don't have chickens. But a lot of municipalities, especially in Ohio, for example, are allowing chickens. So I think it's going to be simply a matter of people living around chickens or not, depending on what they want to do. Okay. Dr. Daniels, when I was in school, all the students in every class would get lined up in the hallway and herded into the gym to get checked, check our posture for scoliosis screening. What do you think of that? You know, I think that, again, it's a screening process, which means that simply it doesn't prevent anything. And I think it's something that if parents want their children screened, they should get them screened. There does not appear to be any big benefit to therapeutic intervention. So people who've got the Harrington rods, which is a surgical intervention, still experience lifetime disability and pain from the rods. People who don't get the treatment have lifetime deformity. I have friends who have extreme scoliosis, and they're very happy people. They've led very full lives. So it doesn't seem to me that it's a condition that would warrant governmental intervention. Okay. Dr. Daniels, I think a great natural substitute for chewing gum is raw honeycomb. What do you think? Some people have dental issues like fillings, and the raw honeycomb might be a little stressful on that. So what I recommend actually is peppermint leaves, and they chew up a lot like chewing gum, but they don't have any of the other properties that can stress any dental work. Dr. Daniels, the majority of people have no idea how to grow food year-round. Growing greens, beans, peas, and other herbs will give you 50 to 100 times more the yield than you will ever get of tomatoes or peppers. You can survive easily off just growing greens, beans, peas, and herbs. They're low maintenance as well. What do you think? I encourage everyone to grow what grows easiest where they are. In other words, pick the weeds that you like eating the most, and that's what you cultivate. And that will work the best. You'll have the lowest planting cost, and you'll have the highest yield. But, yes, bush beans, it means green beans growing on a bush, greens where you eat all the leaves, much, much, much higher yield than tomatoes or peppers. Because tomatoes, in order to get one tomato, you need about 20 or 30 leaves of the plant. And so there's this big, elaborate plant body that has to be created, and all you're eating is the one fruit. So, yes, if you have a plant where you're eating the root and the leaves, then you're going to get much better, more pounds for your effort. Okay. Dr. Daniels, observation tells me that food additives are a problem with children's behavior. Is that the case? Actually, yes. They have actually done studies. And the study showed that FD dye, red dye and blue dye, cause extreme hyperactivity/ADHD behavior problems. And so when the kids came to the prison, well, first of all, we had our limited list. So we picked things on the list that didn't have additives and colorings and chemicals in them. And our chef cooked from scratch. She was very excited to be a part of this project. and she did a very good job. And so we had her cook from scratch using ingredients that didn't have additives. And we found that there was absolutely no need for any drugs at all in the prison.